Woods Tavern. You will be missed. Big thanks to everybody that brought so much joy to the local area, everyone that worked there, and you know, the bartenders, the servers, everyone behind the scenes. Big thanks to Randy Millman, who booked all these amazing shows. It's just so sad that it's going away. 16 years in Atwood's Tavern, closing its doors tonight. The final show is this evening. If you are going to be there, hopefully I'll see you, because I will be there to say goodbye and raise a glass and thank everybody for the just bringing so much amazing music talent to this area. You just heard music from These Wild Plains, a live version of Cazador, and that's off the Boston band's excellent live album. It's called Thrilled to Beer Here, and that was released in 2021. Up out of that, Greyhounds Without You. It's the fantastic new single from the Austin duo, which features fellow Texas musician Sir Woman, released a few weeks back on March 10th. Julie Rhodes, up out of that, with Holes, taken off the Rhode Island-based musician's 2016 album Bound to Meet the Devil. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. That is the project of River Shook. And I played you a track called It Doesn't Change Anything, and that is off of the North Carolina-based band's third studio album. It's called Night Roamer, and that was released February 2020 on 30 Tigers Records, I believe that is correct. And I am. And that was, man, that was one of my favorite shows at Atwood's. Holy smokes. And kicking off that set with Lily Hyatt's Walking Proof. There's a title track from her fourth album, released March 2020 on New West Records. It was one of my top albums of that year. And it was a great show at Atwood's as well. If you've been to Atwood's, you know what I'm talking about, and the feeling that you got from walking into that intimate space and just being around your friends. It was inevitable you're going to bump into your friends there and just find a band or a musician that you maybe you'd never heard before, but you instantly love, because everyone took playing on Atwood stage very seriously. Again, thanks to everyone who involved and all the bands that played there, and thanks for the memories, and hopefully I'll see you tonight. It is the top of the hour, and I am Ryan Diaz, Music Savage Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, sir, in Boston, and all the world, WMFO.org. It is the 20th anniversary of one of the greatest albums of all time, from one of my most favorite bands ever, and I'm talking about the White Stripes. Their album that was released 20 years ago today happens to be called Elephant, released April 1st, 2003, and that's 20 years ago. And it's going to sound amazing 20 years from now and 20 years from then, and so on and so forth. Here's one of my favorite songs in the world. It's Ball and Biscuit. You can hear a few more from the White Stripes, too. Enjoy.
It's a fact that I'm the seventh son. Yeah. your girlfriends and see if they know. Read it in the newspaper. Ask your girlfriends and see if they know. That my strength is tenfold, girl. I'll let you see it if you want to before you go. Time about it.
Stick around. You figure it out.
planet in a pill. Just the name upon the bottle which determines if it will. Is the problem you're allergic to a well-familiar name? Do you have a problem with this one if the results are the same? What's in a medicine? Yes, in a medicine. Oh, girl! Yeah, I don't pay the medicine. Oh, girl! Yeah, I don't pay the medicine. What's in a medicine? Yes, in a medicine. Oh, girl!
Released 20 years ago today, April 1st, 2003, the excellent album Elephant from the White Stripes. Man, oh man. I lived in Denver in 2003, and they came to Fillmore Auditorium on that tour in September of 2003, and I got to see them there. And that Elephant tour, especially at the Fillmore, if you're familiar with Denver, Fillmore is just an amazing place to see a band like the White Stripes. That was something. 20 years ago, Elephant, their fourth studio album, and you just heard four of my favorite songs. Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine, up ahead of that, The Hardest Button to Button, Black Math, and Ball and Biscuit. So turn up some White Stripes really loud today. Elephant released April 1st, 2003. I've been playing that for 20 years. Man, oh man. All right, let's see. It is New Music Friday. A lot of new albums came out today. A lot of amazing new music. I'm just going to play you a few songs from a few albums right now. And here's something from New York musician Jake Pinto. And this is a great track from his debut full-length solo album called Sad Songs for Happy People. This track is called Get It Right from Jake Pinto.
All that we've been Thank you. is freaking me out. Poison fishes and they're freaking me out, man. They're so delicious and it's freaking me out. Hey, but I can love you and everybody, you know. Since we're all going down, I'm a face in the crowd and it's freaking me out. Choices and they're freaking me out, man. Mid-cordis and you're freaking me out. Mass strangers and they're freaking me out, man. I'm in danger and it's freaking me out. Hey, but I can love you and everybody, you know. Since we're all going down, I'm a face in the crowd and it's freaking me out.
Yeah. What about now? Oh, what about now? What about now? It never seems like I'm ever gonna get there. After everywhere I've been, I threw a wish, it didn't fit inside a fountain. I made it all. I made the fire glow, but I'm on my way to catch a connection. Destination ain't to know, but I got dire and I started kicking tires. I've got a long way.
Song is a jam right there. That is Scott McMicken and The Ever Expanding, ending the New Music Day Week set. What About Now, name of that one. Scott McMicken is the founding member of Philadelphia band Dr. Dog. And the single you just heard is from his new project's debut album. It's called Shebang, and it's out today on Anti Records, and it is fantastic, I gotta tell you. Up ahead of that, speaking of fantastic, all this stuff is great. The new Pornographer is really, really light, first single off the band's 9th studio album, Continue as a Guest, out via Merge Records. The North American tour begins April 19th in Asheville, North Carolina. It stops here in Boston May 15th at Royale. Wild Child up into that with End of the World. It's the title track off the Austin, Texas duo's 5th full-length album, out now through Reba's Ranch Record. Their U.S. tour kicks off April 13th in our area. They kick it off right here at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Boy Genius up into that, $20, lead single off the Super Trio's debut album. The record out via Interscope Records, their North American tour, kicks off April 12th in California. It stops here in Boston June 18th at the Stage at Suffolk Downs. And kicking off new albums set with Jake Pinto, such a fantastic single. It's called Get It Right, New York. York City musician, is the frontman for Music Savage Show favorite band, the Yatones. The great single you heard is off his debut full-length solo album, Sad Songs for Happy People, out today via Mother West Records. Go get yourself some new music, my friends. All right, it's the Hot Take Set. Sneaks up on me. I say it every week, and I can't believe it's almost over for another show. But I'm going to play you some hot takes every 4 p.m. Boston time over on MusicSavage.com. The three of us put up our favorite songs and songs and videos sent to us throughout the week. We call it hot takes because they're hot, and we want them to be your favorites. And you get a sneak peek right here. And this track right here, you know how much I love this band. This is a song that is a single that just was released this week. They recorded it for their third album, Expert in a Dying Field, but they did not include it, and they just released it this week as a standalone single. So here is brand new music from The Beths, Hot Take Set.
There are no hard feelings. When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Goes by so fast. So fast. It's another Music Savage show. Come and gone, ending it with the Hot Take set as always. I began with Icelandic music and I ended with Icelandic music. You just heard JFDR, Life Man, name of that one. Third single off of the musician based out of Reykjavik's new album, Museum. Out April 28th via Houndstooth, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Middle of the Morning, second single released off the band's upcoming album, it's called Weather Vanes. Out June 9th on Southeastern Records, the North American tour kicks off April 22nd in Florida. Stops in Boston July 27th at Roadrunner. But there's something else going on that weekend in July, what is it? It's on a fort somewhere. Jenny Lewis up out of that. Psycho's lead single off her upcoming album, Joy Y'all. It's out June 9th via Blue Note Capital. U.S. tour starts up June 2nd in Nashville, stops here in Boston July 13th at House of Blues. I know a few people are going to be at that show. And the Baths kicking off that set, Watching the Credits, fantastic new standalone single recorded during the sessions for their third album, Expert in a Dying Field. Those guys continue to be a touring machine all over the world. They're making their debut at Newport this July. It will be at Quincy, Mass, August 19th for the In Between Days Festival. I've been Ryan D. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Manfred Tufts, Freeform Radio, Southern Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for listening. I want you to be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. I, as you know, we'll be away in another country watching Wilco next Friday. And my very dear friend Kirsten will be here. And next week is actually my 7th anniversary show of the Music Savage Show. That's right, 7 years. You've been listening to this voice, playing you music from this radio station. And my dear friend Kirsten is going to be taking care of the anniversary show for me. And I'm very excited about that. So be sure to tune in next Friday morning for Music Savage Show with Kirsten. And I will see you in 2 weeks. Until then, do take care, my friends. It's Ryan D signing off. Stay tuned for Jack. Jingle Heaven's up next. See ya.
We'll be right back.